Hello, my name is Hanat Ali, and I am the host. I will be talking about the effect of factories that make fast fashion.
Hi, my name is Ayub Abdi.
My name is Siris Abdi.
My name is Zach Abdullahi.
Okay, Ayub, I heard a lot of good things about you. I have some questions. May I ask you?
Yeah, of course, my good friend, Hanat Ali, you could ask however many questions you want.
What do you think of fast fashion?
There's a lot of stuff to say about fast fashion. Fast fashion is a very big industry that helps people save money. But of course, there's bad stuff like low wages and taking advantage.
Very interesting. So can you describe fast fashion in one word?
I would say interesting. Zach, what do you think of fast fashion?
I think it's a normal industry and it cut corners to save money. If you want something cheap, someone has to pay a price somewhere.
So they switch part of fast fashion cuts corners.
They cut a lot of corners, which they shouldn't. They should focus more on the environmental cost of the factories and increase the quality of the clothes. They use the cheapest materials possible just to get out the door. It's not the fabric either. It's the safety of the buildings.
Very smart answer, Sudeis. What do you think, Zach?
I think Sudeis is partially correct, but he doesn't look at the full story. Factories are built to produce, and if they make more factories environmental, then the factories will have less efficient, which has a major cost, and which billions of dollars, maybe trillions. If a company goes broke trying to be green, everyone loses their jobs, then what people need to eat?
Zach, please understand that you're wrong here. Why don't you educate yourself on this?
Ayub, let's not treat our guests like this. Go ahead again, Ayub.
Yes, I may. Zach, life isn't just about money. Many people are affected by the pollution of the factories, especially the air pollution. In many places in India, the air is almost unlivable. We should think about the people instead of the money. Zach, the smoke from these places is thick and black, and it stays in people's lungs forever.
Let's agree to disagree. Yes, many people are affected by the air pollution factories produce, but many more people will suffer it from the increased price of clothes. Many people have a hard time affording clothes already. Imagine if we increase the price for environmental effect. It is say easy, change it. When you have money in your pocket, but what about a person who only has $5 for a shirt?
The effect that fast fashion has on the environment is catastrophic and needs to stop. Companies need to help in the cleanup and stopping the pollution. It's not just the air either, it's the water. They dump toxic dye straight into the ocean.
That's true, but what about the consumers? Don't they also contribute to the pollution?
Yes, consumers are also a big part of the pollution. When clothing isn't wearable, they get dumped back into the environment. To add on, the externalities fast fashion is creating is astonishing and really hurts our environment. This is an ongoing issue that people need to take seriously. A major externality that we spoke about earlier would be the air pollution is creating that's hurting our atmosphere, affecting people in developing countries where they don't really have access to high quality clean air.
Would you think that the biggest environmental effect our world is facing, Zach?
The biggest environmental effect is all the carbon emissions caused by climate change. This is also affecting the plants and animals, but again, the economy is what keeps the world moving. If we stop producing, the world stops moving. People forget that these factories provide millions of jobs in those third world countries.
But Zach, those jobs are often dangerous. Have you heard of the Rana Plaza collapse? Over 1,000 people died because the building wasn't safe. That's a corner that should never be cut.
That's a tragedy, yes. But that's the management issue, not a problem with the whole idea of making clothes fast. You can't blame the whole industry for one bad building.
Zach, that is a good take. Sudeis, using your own words, what is fast fashion?
Fast fashion is fashion that is made to be unusable after a certain amount of time. It's basically disposable. It's like a plastic water bottle, but made out of fabric.
Zach, do you agree with Sudeis?
Yes, I agree, because certain company clothes are made to break down after 10 washes. It keeps the customers coming back for more, which the business alive. If a shirt lasted 20 years, the company would go out of business and the workers would be fired.
What are companies that use fast fashion, Ayub?
Companies like H&M, Old Navy, Gap, Zara, and Shein. They are everywhere. Shein is the worst one lately. They put out thousands of new styles every single day. Nobody needs that much clothing.
What are two benefits as fast fashion for the consumers today?
They get cheap clothes, but bad quality and good-looking clothes, but they use dye that isn't good for the environment. You look good for a week, but the planet pays for it. Plus, it lets people keep up with trends without being rich.
What are some benefits for the producers, Zach?
Two main benefits are cheaper production and an increase in sales. They can copy a high-end design and have it in stores in 2 weeks. It's fast money. It keeps the stock moving and keeps people excited to shop.
That's good. What do you think, Zach?
I think the environment that we give up to make fast fashion isn't worth the clothing. We are trading our futures for a t-shirt. We are literally filling up landfills with polyester that will never rot away. It's going to be there for hundreds of years.
That's a good take. What do you think, Zach?
I believe what we give up for fast fashion is worth it. We participate in fast fashion every day, and it really doesn't affect us now. But maybe in the future, when we start to see the effects, we will have solutions by then. Humans always find a way to fix things later. We have technology coming out that can recycle old fabric into new stuff.
Even if the effects are in the long run or not, we should still take care of the values, the effect it has on the planet right now. We don't just leave the mess for our kids. Imagine our kids walking through piles of old clothes just to go to school.
I agree with Hannah. It's about responsibility. I see how waste is generated just in marketing side of things. It's all over consumption. Thank you, Sudeis.
Thank you, Sudeis. See, Zach, even Sudeis agrees with me. We should stop shopping in the fast fashion industry and try environmental friendly companies.
What environmental friendly companies are there in the world? Sudeis, most of them are way too expensive for a normal person. I'm not paying $80 for a plain white tee just because it says organic.
Companies like Patagonia are environmentally friendly. They actually care about the things are made. They should care about how things are made. They also pay their workers for wages.
What is Patagonia, Sudeis?
Patagonia is a company that is good for the environment and makes an impact. They tell you to repair your clothes instead of buying new ones. They even have a section on the website to buy used gear so it doesn't go to waste.
Exactly. If more people supported those brands, the price would eventually come down. You have to start somewhere.
I guess
I see your point, but it's still a big ask for most people.
Hence why incentives would be a great idea for these companies. Heavy discounts for used items, giving it to people in need, or even giving it out for free. This will make people buy high-quality clothing rather than some fast fashion.
But who's going to do all that? It's just a big hassle.
Companies like Patagonia would be willing to go that far just to help our planet. Your argument is invalid.
What's your opinion on Patagonia?
Patagonia is a good company that helps hard to save the planet.
That is true, but Patagonia business is very costly.
Would you buy from this company, Sudeis? Why or why not?
I would buy from this company because their high cost is a good investment in long-lasting quality and a healthier planet.
Okay.
What do you think, Hans?
It sounds good.
How about you, Zach?
I think Patagonia is a great company, but the cost that they put on their prices and the website isn't good for daily lives and people on the normal.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Sudeis. Thank you, Zach. What you gotta say? Give us a close.
Thanks
state.
For coming out here. I hope to see you guys again. Inshallah, mashallah, tabarakallah.
Patagonia is a good company. Thank you for putting me on.
I see you guys changed my mind on fast fashion, and I think we can all agree fast fashion isn't the way anymore. So yeah. It's time to move to companies like Patagonia.
Yeah, I agree.
Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hold on. Are you what? You have Patagonia on?
Nah, I don't have Patagonia.
Honestly, you got Patagonia on?
You got Patagonia.
We should start buying it.
Yeah, we should start buying it.